couple things on the roster. We signed Titus Brown to the practice squad, released Royal Williams. We released Andre Brown to make room for Lawrence Maroney. And we lost Lionel Dalton to the Dolphins off of our practice squad and have now signed Jeff Steele back, who was with us all spring and summer. So that's the update on the roster. Getting ready for Seattle. It's certainly a new coach, a new philosophy, a new energy there in Seattle. You can see that when you watch them on tape. You saw it certainly on Sunday against the 49ers. There's plenty of new scheme involved with what they do now relative to last year. Most of the things that we've really tried to pay attention to and getting ready for their scheme have all occurred this year in the preseason or in week one. Certainly have a lot of new players, a lot of new faces in different places. I think they have some 180 transactions on their roster this year, which is by far and away clearly the most of any team in the NFL. So they're really trying to put together the team that they feel best about, and I think they've done a great job of doing that in a hurry. Certainly Coach Carroll coaches a very turnover-driven style of football and defense. They take care of the ball well. Hasselbeck's always taking care of the ball well on offense. They've made a lot of explosive plays already in the kicking game and on defense, scored on defense last week against the 49ers. It's a team that really, the best way I can describe them is that things happen fast. Whatever phase it is, things happen very fast. They were down 6-0 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter the other day, and then with 4 minutes elapsed in the third quarter, they were ahead 28-6. So in a 7-minute span, went from a 6-0 game to a 28-6 game, and then the rest was kind of history. So certainly a different style than we played last week in Jacksonville, and our players are into the preparation, and we're looking forward to practicing today.
Try out through the ball downfield a little bit more in week one, it seemed like. Is that something that you would like to see continue?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did that really all preseason long. We did it in training camp. We did it in the spring. Feel like we found some things we really want to take advantage of in that area that has nothing to do with who we're playing, really. I feel like we have some opportunities. Some guys have made some big plays for us down the field. Brandon certainly made a lot of them on Sunday. But we've had other people do the same thing. And whether it be a pass interference penalty, which we've had numerous times this preseason, or some big plays that we capitalized on in the Jacksonville game, hopefully we can continue to do that. I think that helps your offense anytime you can, take some 25, 30 or more chunks out of the defense. Certainly eliminates the number of 12 and 15 play drives you got to put together to score points.
Josh, how does all the newness affect your preparation, film scouting, et cetera?
Yeah, it really kind of condenses it in terms of the scheme portion of the film that you watch to this year. Not everything is dissimilar to last season and seasons prior, but I think the most of our scheme research has been done on the things that have happened in 2010. I think we've gone back and looked at the players that are there and consistent from 2009 and what they're about and how they impact the game, what types of players they are. Because, again, this is a team that we don't play every year. We don't really know their personnel the same as we would know a division opponent or a team we've played more often. So our players have film and footage of 09 stuff to look at for study on players, and then really the 2010 stuff for the scheme.
What does Maroney bring to your roster, and is his thigh injury an issue?
When we lost Lendale, it really put us in a situation where we had two backs on the roster that have played, a lot in the NFL. And it just felt like at that point, if we could happen to get ourselves a guy that could could be productive and go in there and learn our system or know our system, you know, that it would help us out, because that was obviously why, you know, we wanted to have a third back that had played before. You know, certainly Lance has done a decent job in the preseason. He's coming a long way in terms of his understanding of what we ask him to do. But I just think it made us more comfortable to have a third player at that position that we could count on, so that if we have a guy that gets injured, we're not down to one player that's really played in the NFL. So, and I'm familiar certainly with the player. I know the kid. He's a good kid. He can be productive in our offense. And, you know, the thigh, we're just going to see, you know, and we're going to treat it, and we'll get him ready to go as soon as he can possibly play. So,
why didn't he live up to his potential in New England?
You know, I can't really. Can't really comment on that. I mean, when I was there, I know he had some productive seasons, certainly. You know, he was the leading rusher in 2007 on a very highly productive team. And, you know, they play a lot of backs. I mean, so do we. So he's a guy that can do a lot of good things. And I think it depends on what the expectations are that you're setting on somebody. If you're playing in an offense that uses 3 and 4 and 5 backs, you know, expectations of 1,500 yards rushing probably aren't realistic. And so, again, this guy's got a lot of football in front of him. We're excited to have him.
Josh, on that trade, also a couple things. One, Moroney's the last year of his contract. Mm-hmm. You obviously liked him enough to send that fourth over. Is that something you might revisit, or does he need to prove himself?
You're talking about the contract?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to let – well, Brian will take care of all that. But, I mean, certainly we would love to have an opportunity to keep a young player at that position around for more than a year. I think that would be the goal for sure, to give us some guys that, you know, really have an opportunity to be here for a long time and to do what we want them to do.
Just your philosophy on trading draft picks. You've been very aggressive, whether it's at the draft, in this offseason.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about your philosophy on trading picks?
Well, we swapped picks, so it really wasn't like giving, you know, we didn't give one away entirely. And I think it just depends on the value of the player that you're getting. I think that's always been kind of our philosophy since we were here. And if we feel like that can help us improve our football team by bringing another player in that can really play a significant role for us, then we would try to do it. If we don't feel like the value, and again, there's all kinds of conversation all year long about would you do this, would you do that. There's plenty that we turn away from, and then there's a few that we have really tried to make happen. So, you know, hopefully, you know, most of the decisions work out, and the players that we bring here have an opportunity to really help us.
Hey, Josh, after first week, what do you think you guys offensively do best? And what do you think when you look back on things, man, this is really what we got to improve on?
It's hard to say in terms of, I mean, there was a lot of positives, you know, in the first week offensively in terms of creating some big plays. I know that was a good thing for our team and for our offense. You know, we talk a lot about eliminating negative runs. We did that in the first week of the year. I think that, you know, we were able to move the ball. We didn't really have many. We had 1 3-and-out all day. So moving the ball wasn't an issue in terms of that consistency. I think finishing drives is really our focus, and whether it be a critical third down play, you know, late in the drive, or a red zone possession that we have an opportunity to finish drives with touchdowns, that's what we need to do, and that's really what separates the offenses that move the ball and don't score a lot of points from the offenses that move the ball and then put it in and end up leading the league in touchdowns and all that. So I just think our finish and our consistency at the end of the drive needs to be kind of where our consistency was the other day when we started the drives, because we did get off to a decent start on most possessions. We just didn't finish enough of them. And I think our team knows that that's the difference between winning and losing a close game. And we're going to play a lot of them, and hopefully we can make more of those as the year goes on.
Josh, I understand George Carl is in visiting with you today. Yeah. How is it happening?
Yeah, it's great. I'm a big fan of his and what he's done in his career. You know, he's had great success as a coach in the NBA, and I'm a big NBA fan, and certainly overcome a great deal of adversity personally with the things he's had to deal with. And it's just a great privilege for our team to have him around us, and He's been in the meetings. He'll be at practice. You know, just sharing, you know, his experiences, and I'm trying to pick his brain in terms of just dealing with, you know, this level of coaching, and whether it be the NBA or the NFL. And again, we're real fortunate to have that acquaintance, and looking forward to him being around whenever he wants to.
How did that arrangement come about?
I kind of reached out to him. He, you know, we've talked for, you know, a little while now about having him out to practice. And, you know, he brought an assistant of his that does some preparation for their scouting reports and those kind of things. So, you know, they're just paying attention to some of the things we do to try to get our team ready to go. And like I said, it's kind of a full circle, because I'm going to pick their brains and see if there's anything that we could do better that they know.
Did he ask you about how to handle a superstar that wants out?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Coach, is it nice to have Eddie very much involved in the passing game, especially
yeah.
Right out of the gate?
Yes. We talked about that in the spring, and we talked about that coming into training camp, and we really committed to Eddie playing in the slot and being in that role. And there's another thing that goes along with that, and I wanted to mention this is unselfishness, because Eddie Royal isn't out there on 70 snaps now. And he had to understand that to handle that role that we gave him, there's going to be some other plays that he's not going to be on the field. And not every player is willing to say, yeah, that's no problem, coach, I'll do that, you know. But we felt like it was best for the team and best for Eddie, because we thought he could be really productive in that role. And he certainly was productive on opening day. And we look forward to continuing to build off of that and allow Eddie to take it as far as he can.
One more for coach, guys.
How are you going to find snaps for Decker and Demarius when he's healthy with the way your receivers are going right now?
I think that's a great question, but we've talked to him all year about not worrying about, you know, how many snaps they were in the game as much as they were concerned with how productive the snaps were when they were in there. And if Thomas and Decker can help us out, or Willis can help us out, which he did the other day, to keep players fresh, and we can have more than two or three receivers be productive, I think that just wears down and chips away at the secondary. And, you know, you got another guy coming in who's a different body, a different type of speed, does different things well. As long as we can function and operate our offense with different players in there, I think it just becomes more difficult for them to defend us. So I think you'd probably see a lot of players in there. It depends on who we take to the game. But the guys we take to the game, we expect to play.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.